Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is out there for everyone. I'm Corey Lowe. I'm from Chicago. Let's begin. Welcome to the Guard Your Heart podcast. First things first, I want to give a shout out to my dear friend Elena for the new music. She's one of the best producers I've ever heard and probably will hear until the day that I die. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you've listened to this podcast before, you know that I present everything from a Christian standpoint, from the Bible, ultimately with the goal of eventually being able to help people, to outreach, to spread the word, and to see lives change. That is the goal. Some people will listen to this podcast and just think that I'm trying to preach or practice preaching and teaching for about 10 to 15 minutes. And that's okay. You know, I'm not here to prove myself or to debate with anyone in any way, shape, or form, honestly. I may be the voice that you listen to, but what I'm trying to do is show you everything that God has shown me so that you can live the life that you are supposed to live. And hearing that, you might think, well, who am I? Who do I think I am? I'm not perfect. I have flaws. I've made mistakes too. And that's all true. And I'm probably younger than a lot of people who might even listen to this, or I'm probably just barely older or the same age as those who would listen to this. And that's all true as well. So why do I think that I know that I'm right and that somebody else is wrong? Well, first of all, it's not about right or wrong. It's not about, oh, I'm doing this correctly and you're not. The Christian faith is about having a relationship with God the Father by accepting His Son, Jesus Christ, as your personal Lord and Savior. With that becomes miraculous moments where you look at this person's life, this Christian's life, you say, how did they get to where they're at when I knew what they used to be? How did this person who doesn't have it all together become so blessed and prosperous or overcome this situation? And the answer is simple. It's but God. It's simply God. And it's a beauty in that we can step back and just say, look at what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done in our lives. And that's the example that we're supposed to leave to you and that I will leave to you, is look what the Lord has done. And I believe in being transparent. I believe in being self-aware. I know that perfect people do not enter into the kingdom of heaven. There is no perfect person out there. You know, we all sin. We all make mistakes. We all fall short, and that's okay. And I further recognize that a lot of people, I see it on social media, I know people personally, their Christian example did not live up to par. What I mean is they grew up seeing a boring church or a church with no power or hypocritical Christians or scandalous Christians, any type of variety, and they were denied what they deserved to see. And I do mean deserve. The Bible says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That means God went to the utmost extreme to save you, to give you life. I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly, to give you a good life. That's why God sent Jesus. That's why he died for our sins. And unfortunately, a lot of us throughout history and in present day, we're not seeing that example. We're not being shown that Father's love through his so-called people. And I admit, you know what? That kind of sucks, and it sucks for them. All I can do is show you through my life and through my example that Christ is King, that I put him first, that I love the Lord, and that I love you. So as always, please send me a prayer request. Please reach out to me. You know, I really want Guard Your Heart to grow into something that can help a lot of lives. You know, it's all about accountability. It's all about holding those who claim to be something to that standard that they claim to be. and I want you to hold me accountable. And I'm accountable to myself, to you guys, to my family. And honestly, I don't plan on becoming a hypocrite, mainly because I love the Lord, I love my family, and because I fear going to hell. I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to be in sin and mess up and turn my back on God and be a hypocrite. I don't want to be one of those people that get exposed and it turns out they're living a double life and they claim to be one thing and they weren't. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with being honest about saying you don't want to go to hell. You don't want to suffer for eternity. And I know I don't. I know exactly what the Lord is capable of and how he'll punish and judge those who need it. You're probably listening to all this wondering what made him talk about this today. There was no specific event. I don't have like some breaking story yet to tell you. I just figured out today on September 19, 2021, Sunday, it would be a good time to start the week off fresh, just doing a little bit of self-examination and even self-examination for the sake of the podcast. Way back months ago on my first episode, the Guard Your Heart intro, I laid the groundwork of how this podcast was going to work and what I expected of people and what I wanted people to expect of me. And I'm just trying to make sure that after a few months have passed, that I'm trying to stay clear with that groundwork and stay on that path. It's always good to look inward and to look inside yourself and to make sure that you're in a good place and in the right place. And if you're not in a good place or in the right place, then you need to go do whatever it is you need to do to get back to that good place. Our walk with Christ as Christians is supposed to mirror the life of Christ. And since I'm on more of a stage and I have listeners and I'm continually trying to build the audience, I will undoubtedly affect more people and have more people look at me. But every Christian's life to a degree will be public, in the sense that we are supposed to show everyone who God is, who his son Jesus is, the power of the Holy Spirit. We have privacy, like any other person has privacy, sure, but we are a living representation. We are supposed to stand out and we are supposed to be viewed differently. And that's the theme of this episode today as we continue our journey together. Accountability. So once again, thank you all for listening. Please like, share, subscribe, support the podcast. Please keep sending me your prayer requests. And as always, let's end in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you for another blessed day, Lord God. I thank you for another blessed week, Father, and that we were fortunate enough, Lord God, to live to see another day, Father. It's only by your goodness and mercy that we still draw breath, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just ask, Father, that you hold your people to more and more accountable, Father, that you impress upon them, Lord God, to be more and more accountable, Lord God, so that we can be the proper living example we are supposed to be to the world, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you all for listening.